Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
TSA updating security equipment at the airport. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Gillette's local airport issued an advisory yesterday afternoon. If you are flying out of the Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport this morning or this afternoon, April 12th, or Thursday morning, April 13th, please plan on arriving at the airport 2 hours before your scheduled departure. Contractors for TSA are replacing security screening equipment, which will require TSA to hand screen all items being carried onto the aircraft. This includes purses, backpacks, carry-on luggage, etc. Travelers are encouraged to check as much as possible with the airline. For more information, contact the Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport. Gillette Community College chosen for workforce and community development funds. The Gillette Community College District announced it will be able to expand current offerings for non-credit training to industry sectors and start a new commercial driver's license program thanks to funds awarded from Governor Gordon's Wyoming Innovative Partnership, according to the press release from Gillette College. The approximately $1.2 million in funding will help create a new workforce and community development program at Gillette College to respond to industry training needs quickly and effectively across the state. Industry standards and expectations in training begin to grow and diversify based on technology development, skill set requirements, and employer needs. The funding will allow the college to employ a director of workforce and community development and a CDL coordinator to develop, implement, and oversee a CDL program. Travis Grubb, Dean of Career and Technical Education at Gillette College, said, "The need for properly trained CDL drivers in Northeast Wyoming is significant and aligns with the same trends across the country. Where the demand for licensed CDL drivers is high, requests for CDL training from individuals looking to be licensed are received weekly throughout the year. Through conversations with local partners and interested parties, we have found that our local high schools are also eager to offer CDL training to students. Our first steps will be to hire a workforce and community education director and coordinator of the CDL program and begin bidding and purchasing the necessary equipment. We anticipate the first cohort of CDL students will begin in the spring of 2024. The Board of Cooperative Higher Education Services, or BOCES, has committed an additional $600,000 in funds specifically for the CDL program equipment purchase and to support additional operating costs. In partnership with BOCES, scholarships for local high school students who attend the CDL program will be made available." Janelle Oberlander, president of the Gillette Community College District, said, "Our community and industry partners have expressed a desire for more workforce and community education. The Board of Trustees have prioritized this type of programming, and this funding allows Gillette College to meet and exceed these expectations. We extend our gratitude to Governor Gordon for recognizing the importance of this program for our community and state." For more news and information, go to Basin's Radio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.